Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Hi, it is fantastic that you're joining us on Tech on Tap today on Africa Tech Radio, where we're continuing with the series, What Does This Mean? I mean, what does this really mean? We're talking today about a recent announcement that is sending shockwaves through the African tech scene. Meta, formerly Facebook, is opening the doors for Nigerian content creators to monetize their content on their platform. This is exciting news because I know that because Nigerians have realized that Meta doesn't give Nigerians the opportunity to make some money from these platforms, they set up foreign accounts and someone else abroad is managing these things for them so that they can make money that they deserve to make. So this is exciting because now when you're creating content and driving viewership and followership, you are getting paid for it, okay? What does this mean though? See, this has the potential to be a game changer. Imagine you're a fashion designer showcasing your latest creations on Instagram, or a comedian with a knack for witty skits on Facebook Live. Until now, you could not monetize your talent on this platform. Yes, it has been a distant dream. But with Meta's announcement, Nigerian creators across board, musicians, artists, educators, you name it, now have the chance to turn their passion projects into income-generating ventures. This opens a new chapter for the Nigerian creator economy. It is empowering individuals to build sustainable careers through their creativity. They are now going to make their moolah from this. But the impact is not going to stop at just financial rewards, okay? It goes beyond that. When creators know that they can earn from their work, it can push them to experiment with new formats and try to cater to a broader audience and give the audience what they want, really. Some people make their money from witty things, some people make their money from seedy things, while some make their money from educational things. Or some will just tell you, what if I document every day of my life forever? I'm not throwing shades, but that is a great content. I like watching it because, you know, that person that has a lot of money and you're like, oh God, when will I get to this stage where I can just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to have breakfast in Nigeria, lunch in Dubai, and dinner in Paris. Okay, don't mind me. But now, something else might happen, right? We might see a surge of content on social media. Like right now, there's a lot of content. Lots of content creators doing crazy things. And now people, because they know that they can make money from their views, would start doing silly things. They might be doing a lot of educational content, but you know, this can go anyway. If you ask me, it could lead to a richer and more dynamic content ecosystem for Nigerian viewers, and it can also go downhill. But of course, with great opportunity comes increased competition. More creators will enter the monetization game. The pressure to stand out will be fierce. Content creators will need to, you know, hone their content strategies. Some people will copy each other because it's just the content, right? I happened to stumble upon a meeting that a content creator was having with some of our followers. She had this meet and greet, and she said that what you can do if you want to start up is to copy somebody. You can copy me if I'm showing people how I'm dancing today. You dance, do you know? She's giving them opportunities and she's giving them the permission to copy her style to grow, while some will say do not do that, be original. Whichever works for you, really. Making the money right now is coco. Is coco. I see what I did there. But really, it's survival of the fittest right now. Only the most engaging and consistently high quality content will thrive and make money out of them. I've been putting in the downsides when I was talking about the upsides, but there's some others, right? Meta mentioned a performance-based model for monetization, which can boost creativity, but it will also come with the risk that algorithms might prioritize content that generates high clicks and engagement, and whether it's the educational or it is just crazy, it doesn't really care at this point, right? We might also see an influx of clickbait style content. Nicki Minaj said she was pregnant, and when you open the content, you see that Nicki Minaj said she was pregnant with the drive and she was going to deliver success. And some content creators might also sacrifice substance for short-term virality. But what about us, the viewers, right? This development can be a double-edged sword for us as well. On the positive side, the prospect of content creators earning from their work could lead to a boost in quality. They might also invest more time into production and that means we'll have enjoyable viewing experience. There are people who start putting out documentaries, you see some well-produced music videos or informative explainer videos that are both entertaining and educational. But there's a bigger picture that we should not miss. Meta's move is a strategic play for dominance in Africa's rapidly growing social media market. So if you are offering monetization opportunities, it means that content creators will prioritize your platform. For instance, TikTok. If the rates TikTok is offering is lesser than Meta's, people will prioritize Meta instead of TikTok. So it's a win-win situation for Meta. You make money, I make money. So this is a significant development. I'm happy about it. It is about time. PayPal, you're up next. Open the doors for Nigerians to start receiving money. Not all Nigerians are fraud stars. In fact, if you look at the percentage, it is nothing. So please open the doors for us now. This move that Meta is making will empower creators. It will improve content quality for viewers. It will solidify their position in Africa. And I'm just not going to look at the downsides too much for now. We'll be keeping a close eye on how this unfolds. What are your thoughts? Are you a Nigerian content creator excited? Are you a Nigerian content creator excited about this opportunity? Are you a viewer that's hoping for a more engaging content space? What do you think? Let us know on social media. On Instagram, it is at ATech Radio. While on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, it is Africa Tech Radio. Let us know your thoughts. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay tuned to Tech Untapped.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.